Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
As the Stones bring us back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a Small Business Advocate, and my website, sir, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with an old friend of ours, Paul Goldner, longtime member of our Brain Trust, founder and CEO of PSG Group, and he's the author of Red Hot Cold Call Selling, a book that we helped him launch back in, I don't know, 99, 2000, something like that. Hey, Paul, thanks for coming back on with us. We're glad you're back. What are some other things that you're seeing out there that you think small business owners could adopt, could take advantage of? What are they missing? Where's the greatest missed opportunities that you're seeing small business owners deal with out there as they're trying to move forward?
Well, with respect to social media marketing, we established before the break that things, you know, the fundamentals are 100% changed, but what has is still the same. But what's really changed is your ability to target groups of people on Facebook, for example. The cost has gone down like you wouldn't believe. And it's so much easier through blogs and postings and things of that nature to get your name out there. And so, you know, on the good side for us, things are still the same. On the better side for us, you can be so much more effective and so much more cost effective than you've ever been in the past.
Is that just on Facebook? Do you recommend Twitter? Do you recommend LinkedIn? What do you think?
Oh, yeah.
Instagram, well, yeah, those kinds of things?
Absolutely. But you have to start somewhere. So when I first got involved, you know, there's a huge amount of work in just getting into the game and building your websites.
Right.
And you have to build Facebook websites, Twitter websites. So, you know, what I recommend to everybody is start with one. In addition to your core website, and that would be, if I were to recommend it, would be Facebook. But all the sites do essentially the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Are you concerned about Facebook under the current circumstances with the controversy they're having? Do you see Facebook being less effective for a while or for a longer period? What do you think?
No, I kind of liken it to back in the day there was some sort of a scare. Was it Tylenol where they found some tainted Tylenol? And, you know, if you stick close to your knitting and do the right thing by the customer, you know, I think that'll just blow over in a relatively short period of time. Facebook is so tied into, you know, what we do at this point that it would be hard to imagine life in the short term without it.
Well, I do think, though, my fourth book, which has just now been released, talks about this, Paul, and that's the fact that as we move into the digital age, we've got to find a way to make our ethics move at the speed of digital. And we haven't done that yet, and obviously Facebook did none of that.
Yeah, and that's a huge task because all the laws are written, you know, not contemplating anything that's going on right now.
And nobody's contemplating. That's the problem. We'll talk about that, and we'll get you back and talk about that another day. Talk to us about the financial management that you're seeing out there. As you're helping people get started, as you're helping them grow, what are you up against when you talk to them?
What am I up against? The thing that you're up against the most is accounting is sort of like cod liver oil. And it's not something that you really want to take or be good at. And so, you know, the when you open up a small business, your passion is what it is that you're selling. And so you tend to overinvest in that, which, of course, you have to. But as a result, you tend to dramatically underinvest in your time in terms of the accounting. And at the end of the day, yes, you have to sell stuff. But, you know, even more fundamental than that is you have to make money. And so I always considered – I started my career as a CPA from Pricewaterhouse, now PwC, and I always considered my accounting education as the single best component of my overall business education. People just don't invest appropriately in that.
Well, I think that's exactly right. It's because they're uncomfortable with it. They don't like – you know, accounting is not for everyone. And it's annoying to a lot of people. But what you have to realize as a business owner – you don't have to be an accountant to be a good financial manager. Oh, you got to hire right. good accountants to help produce accurate and timely records, but you have to be able to read and manage your business with those records, or the best product in the world won't save you. What do you think?
You're absolutely spot on, because at the end of the day, you know, you could be selling a lot of stuff, but pricing it under your costs. I work
or not collecting your money.
Oh, don't even bring that up.
I know.
That was my biggest thing. When I first started my company in 1983, I practically put myself out of business not doing that.
Yeah, yeah, we've all done it. But it's still, hey, Paul, it's still happening.
Well, everybody's learning the same lessons. I just wrote an article on that.
Yeah.
So if everybody wants to read that article to learn all the lessons I learned the hard way back in 83.
Yeah, no, I've still got vendors who won't bill me. You know, and then all of a sudden I get a big bill. I keep telling them, guys, I can't deal with you billing me once a year. This won't work. I don't know how they stay in business, but that's a whole other story. Hey, Paul, what do you see coming at us in the? I got 30 seconds. What's the biggest thing that you see that we should be watching for in the next 9 months?
The biggest thing that I see is going backwards. Technology has changed so rapidly that all the biggest players got knocked off their thrones. And I see that as a continuing trend, you know, where, you know, the biggest companies get fat, dumb, and happy, so to speak. And there's new companies that are going to come into the marketplace that'll, you know, throw them off their thrones.
Right. I need the website again. One more time, please.
PSDsocial.com.
All right. Hey, Paul, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
My pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, we'll see you next time. Paul Goldner, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get him back again another day. I got to go for this for just a few minutes. I'll be right back after this break. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.